You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
A new festival of exploratory music and sound, Tidal Signal, aims to highlight women, transgender, genderqueer, and intergender artists working in left-field genres. The inaugural Tidal Signal will feature an array of musics encompassing noise, ambient, electronic, drone, experimental techno, improvised, sound, and performance art.
The lineup features Kiran Boomer,
Laura Lowe, Sarah Gold plus Emily Thacker, Weiser, Sasha Mannequin, Brady Marks, Massey plus Marina, Mass Marriage, Opponent Processes, Orkana, and Prophecy Sun.
Evenings at Selectors Records in downtown Vancouver, July 30th and 31st.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I'm talking about legislative discrimination against LGBTQ plus people around the world. 73 countries criminalize same-sex activity through legislation. The terminology and the corresponding laws ranges from indecency, buggery, and immorality to against nature. Penalties can be as severe as life imprisonment. So-called propaganda and morality laws that target freedom of expression related to sexual orientation apply to 17 states. The most striking fact might be that in 10 countries around the world, homosexuality carries the death penalty. In contrast, 76 countries and 85 entities have anti-discriminatory laws that protect people of any sexual orientation. All this information is derived from a paper called State-Sponsored Homophobia 2016, a world survey of sexual orientation laws, criminalization, protection, and recognition. Get educated. Happy Pride, everyone.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. The show is A Face for Radio. I am your host, Eric Coates. As always, it is a pleasure to be here spending Thursday morning with you, the only day that I am guaranteed to wake up before 10 a.m. Not to say that I don't on other days, it's just a guarantee. Anyway, we've got a cool show. It's a little different. The music's a bit all over the place. We're going to play an interview, not by me, but by someone else. I'll keep that a secret until a little bit later, but we're going to start off with a set dedicated to the recently deceased Alan Vega, the punk rock legend and lead singer of Suicide, and who, well, had his other musical ventures and artistic ventures as well. Suicide was a band, or is a band, that I probably first heard of when I was around 13, 14, just 15 maybe. Just, it was around. It was just a band that I knew the name. At a certain point, I learned that they were synth punk. I had no idea what that was. I'd never listened to them. I would probably, when I was, you know, 19, I'd lie to people and say that I had. But I finally got around to listening to them and, you know, believe the hype. They're a very influential band. And after the set, we'll talk a little bit more about Alan Vega. But we're going to start with a song called Freedom, which is off an album called Cubist Blues, which was written and recorded over two nights by Alan Vega, Alex Chilton from Big Star and the Box Tops, and Ben Vaughn. And apparently, they were just holed up in this studio in New York on the second floor of a building. And Alex Chilton and Ben Vaughn played all the instruments. They would just jam and figure something out. And Alan Vega would just sort of sit there and come up with lyrics. And, you know, he'd just look out of the window and describe things that he saw. And the song is called Freedom. And I hope you enjoy.
I've seen it before. Thank you. Yeah, heads exploding. Freedom.
Looking so mean.
we're back. The show is A Face for Radio. The radio station is CITR 101.9 FM, and the face for radio is me, Eric Coates, who is broadcasting, or who is talking to you live over the airwaves or the internet. We just listened to a set dedicated to Alan Vega, who recently died earlier this week. First of all, the songs that we played, we started off with a song by Alan Vega, Alex Chilton, and Ben Vaughn called Freedom off of the album Cubist Blues, which was released at some point in the late 80s, early 90s. Then we listened to Suicide with the song Johnny off of their self-titled debut out in 1977, and then we listened to a Canadian band from Toronto called Eyeballs with the song Cheap Dogs off of their new album Bad Art. And, you know, one of the many bands that is obviously influenced by Suicide and thus Alan Vega. Alan Vega died on the 16th at age, I think, 78, if I'm not mistaken. He's interesting because he's one of those people, and I think it's very noticeable, in all of his work, but especially in the Cubist Blues album, that his singing is just dominant. It's really, it's something else. Because he's one of those front men or front women who doesn't play an instrument. I mean, I don't know if he plays an instrument, if he wrote any of the songs, but, you know, when he's live, you don't see him playing any instruments. So sort of like Jim Morrison or Patti Smith or I had a few more in my head earlier. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. Anyways, these are all sort of people that I don't know if they played instruments. I think it varies for all of them in the recording of the music, but they don't play, or in the writing of the music, but they don't play it in the recording or live. So it's all, or Ian Curtis from Joy Division, it's all sort of just bravado and charisma is what they're running on. And Alan Vega had that in spades. Apparently they started riots at Suicide shows, or that happened, which I find weird because even their heavier songs aren't really that wild. They're sort of freaky and weird and tense and, like, uncomfortable. Or, you know, there's some riffage, but it's not, you know, when they say there's riots at, like, you know, the Stooges, that I can understand. Or Sex Pistols. But anyways. So, yeah, the phenomenon of the front man, front woman, who is just, you know, all charisma is very interesting. And Alan Vega had that. So we're going to change course completely and play an interview that was recorded in 1963 on a Chicago public radio station, WFMT. And it was done by the famous American journalist and nonfiction writer Studs Terkel. Also a historian. He wrote some of his famous books are The Good War, Working People, Talk About Working. And it's basically where he just went around and interviewed regular day people and then published those interviews as sort of a document of the time. So as a document of the time, we've got an interview that Studs Terkel did with a very young Bob Dylan in 1963, where Bob talks a little bit, and it's interesting listening to him talk at that point. And then he plays a live version of the beautiful song Boots of Spanish Leather. So enjoy.
I did all that. I was singing, two or three years ago, I was singing folk songs, that I'd learned. Now I don't sing any anymore.
Well, it's all your own compositions.
Yeah.
Well, has it occurred to you that your own songs might be folk songs? That is, we always have this big argument, what is a folk song? The very fact, I think your hard rain's going to fall, certainly will be one, if time is the test.
Mm. Time. Usually the test.
Well, what is one, you say, any subject, a love song, let's say. Say a love song.
Yeah, you want to hear a love song?
Yeah. You see, you're talking about hard rains, and this is something that involves all mankind. One you sang about old friends and changes and
possibly
seeing them. And how Boy Meets Girl. Here's Bob Dylan, Boy Meets Girl.
This is what I call, this is a Girl Leaves Boy.
Girl Leaves Boy.
Yeah.
I won't ask if this is autobiographical.
This is called Boots of Spanish Leather.
Boots of Spanish Leather, like Gypsy Davies.
Yeah.
The line from it.
No, not because of that, because I always wanted a pair of boots of Spanish leather.
Ah.
Well, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me. Across that lonesome ocean. Oh, but I just thought you might like something fine. Miss Silver of Golden. Either from the mountains of Madrid. Coast of Barcelona. If I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking, is it something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy? How can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow, the same thing that I want today. I want a from her ship is sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. Well, if you, my love, street where you're going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me.
There we have a song of lover's farewell, and this is far, far removed from the June moon spoon theme and the way of writing. I suppose it's difficult for you to answer, Bob, what led you to the idea of writing the song. Was it always with you?
Well, it's always been with me. I can't really say, you know, what led me to. I can only say that I look to do a lot of things, you know. I'm one of these people that thinks that everybody has certain gifts, you know, when they're born, and get enough trouble trying to find out just what it is. Mm-hmm. I figured first it was, I used to play the guitar when I was 10, you know. So I figured, well, maybe my thing is playing the guitar. Maybe that's my little gift, you know, like somebody can make a cake, mm-hmm. you know, or somebody else can saw a tree down, and, you know, and other people write. And nobody's really got the right to say that any one of these gifts are any better than any other buddies, you know, because they're all, you get them, you know. That's just where they're distributed out, and everybody gets the same thing. And I ain't saying that this is exactly what my gift is. Maybe I got a better gift. But as of right now, I ain't found it yet.
This is plenty good enough. Yeah, I'm thinking about this little piece.
I don't even call it a gift. It's only my way of trying to explain something that is very hard to explain.
Bois, le train passe, c'est la nuit, pas loin de minuit. Les étoiles sont magnifiques, le ciel est noir, de ce noir bleu que l'on voit quand on est triste ou bien joyeux. Les chiens aboient, et Willy, le vieux Willy, écrit. À toi, ma bouteille de whisky, je lègue ma tristesse et mes ennuis. À toi, ma bouteille de whisky, je lègue mes fucking soucis, j'ai raté ma vie. Ce n'était, semble-t-il, qu'une question de seconde. Elle ne tient qu'à un fil, notre place dans ce monde. Au détour d'une peine, je me suis égaré. Si loin qu'on se souvienne, ma mémoire est cassée. Mes amours étaient belles, mais tout me les rappelle. Encore le labyrinthe, le destin qui m'esquine. Les chiens aboient, le train passe. C'est la nuit, pas loin de minuit. Les étoiles sont magnifiques, le ciel est noir, de ce noir bleu que l'on voit quand on est triste ou bien joyeux. Ne soyez pas trop triste pour la fin de ma piste. Tous mes os me font mal, ils m'attaquent en chacal, en combat inégal. Ouch! Ah! De démons, de fantômes en sommeil, se cacherait-il au fond de toutes mes bouteilles? Je suis si vieux, et où sont mes petites vieilles? Pour ma part, il me tarde de partir en voyage, quitter cette famille de terreur qui fourmille.
les chiens aboient, le train passe, c'est la nuit, pas loin de minuit. Les étoiles sont magnifiques, le ciel est noir, de ce noir bleu que l'on voit quand on est triste ou bien joyeux.
Caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
And we are back. Hello, how are you? I've got the wrong headphones on. I cannot hear myself. This is very strange. Okay, that's much more calming. Wow. All right. So, we just listened to the song Willie by Jean Leloup from his album A Paradis City. He is a Quebecois. He's pretty famous. Alternative rock Quebecois musician. He's pretty cool. I've never really listened to him. I've always wanted to, because when I was in Quebec, some people that I met there recommended him. And then I was listening to the radio and I heard this song and I was like, wow, this is a good song. So I Shazammed it and found out it was Jean Leloup. So there you go. And before that, we listened to Bob Dylan talking, to Studs Terkel in 1963 and then playing his song Boots of Spanish Leather. All right, we have a few more songs for you. We are going to go ahead and play the song Silver Touch by Montreal band Brave Radar. It is off their brand new album. Well, I guess not brand new, but their new album, Lionhead. I really have a bad habit of saying brand new to everything, even if it came out within, like, even within a year, I'll say, oh, brand new. So, anyway. A new album by Montreal band Brave Radar. And then we're going to listen to another band called Crystal Eyes right after that. So, this is it. Enjoy the Silver Touch from my silvery or velvety voice.
Stuck in the night.
All right. Hello. We are back after that brief set, which started off with Montreal band Brave Radar, their song Silver Touch off of their new album Lionhead. And then we listened to Calgary. Not every band in Canada is from Montreal. Calgary-based band Crystal Eyes. Sort of sounds like crystallize, which makes me think of that terrible saying, realize, realize, realize. So crystal eyes, crystallize. Nah, that's as far as I can get right now. But I was on the spot. Yes, that was Crystal Eyes with the song The Future, which I first heard off of the Shake sampler number 4. So a sampler from Shake Records based in Victoria, BC. But if you want to cut out the middleman and get straight to the good stuff, the album that that song is on is an album or EP, cassette album, EP, debut EP, called No Man Is an Island. Contrary to what, you know, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel would have led some to believe, that, you know, I am a rock, I am an island. Anyway, whew. Yeah, you know, it's really hard to, well, it's not really hard, there are many harder things, but it's sometimes more difficult than I imagine to properly time a show. Because generally I try and get a certain number of songs, maybe try and get in a short story or something, an interview, and plan around that and then talk more to fill up time or talk less to because I've overdone it. And today I did not get it right. I apologize. I thought I did a good job, but I didn't. So you're just going to have to listen to me babble for a little bit. But luckily for you, after I'm done babbling, we have Rocket from Russia coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM. So before I babble, I'm going to play another PSA for you, and then we've got one more song. So enjoy. I'll be back in a minute and 40 seconds.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have words for you. Words that have been reclaimed by the LGBTQ+ community. Reclaiming language is taking words that have been used to degrade a community and turning the meaning around. Taking away the negative connotation of the words can be liberating. Let's take a closer look at the word queer and its history. Originally, it was used in 16th century Scotland to mean peculiar or eccentric. Contemporary synonyms of the word are odd, unusual, strange. The word used as a term towards the LGBTQ+ community in the late 19th century was reclaimed in the 1990s by a New York-based group of activists named Queer Nation. Their aim was to take the word out of violators' mouth and give it a positive connotation by self-identifying as queer. The famous slogan, "We're here, we're queer, get used to it," was coined by the group. The word queer is still considered offensive by some members of the LGBTQ community. Many feel uncomfortable using a word that caused them so much harm. Why use it then? Advocates for the usage of the word queer use it as an adequate umbrella term for LGBTQ+. It is considered inclusive of all sexual orientations and non-binary, unlike the terms lesbian or gay. Queer your vocabulary up by checking out the following web pages: positivespace.ubc.ca/terminology, www.glad.org/reference/transgender, www.autostraddle.com. Check out the series More Than Words. They discuss queer words. Happy Pride, everyone.
All right, we're back. You know, luckily for me, when I miss time of show, there are tons of interesting and relevant and, you know, just overall great bits of radio that I can play to fill to fill up the time, and that will be more entertaining and more rewarding for you, the listener. At least I hope. That's what I hope. I mean, actually, I hope that at one point I'll be able to talk for 60 minutes straight and be utterly compelling and fully improvised. I feel like I don't have a script per se. I should have more of a script, but I plan out what I'm going to talk about. I think about what I'm going to say, the things I want to get to. If I really want to, you know, make sure I say something, I'll write it down. But for the most part, what you're hearing is just, I'm just spitting, riffing what comes off the top of my dome. So yeah, that's it. Anyways, this show started off dedicated to Alan Vega. You know, got to send out an RIP to him. And then we listened to some Bob Dylan. Then we listened to some Canadian content. I now have an intruder in the station. Would this intruder like to talk on the radio for, well, I say we could do it for like 2 minutes. Sure. Okay, cool. Make yourself known, intruder.
I am intruder. I come from intruder land. Hi, everyone. I'm Shay. I have a radio show here, too, every other Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m.
What's it called?
And also just what's like Eric's called? Best friend.
Yeah,
mainly,
true.
Mainly. Number one. Numero
yeah.
uno.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's how I would have introduced you, intruder. What's your show called?
Shine On.
Good. And every other Tuesday?
Yes, alternating. So I did it, 2 days ago. So it'll be in 2 weeks.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, thanks for the plug. How's your day going, Eric?
Oh, you know, it's early. Still got a lot to happen. But okay so far. What the folks at home don't see that I did, which is kind of funny. I have sleep troubles, and I went to the doctor, and to help me with my sleep troubles, he gave me a sleep diary. Oh my god, the sleep diary is shocking. Which basically is like it's like cognitive behavioral therapy to make me sleep good. So I have to write down when I went to sleep, what time I woke up. If I woke up during the night, for how long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you always remember?
No, it's like estimates, right? So if in case you were wondering, I went to bed 2:10 a.m., woke up at 8:45 a.m., our final time out of bed. Sleep opportunity, so the time that I had to sleep was 395 minutes. It took me about 45 minutes to fall asleep, I'm guessing. I had two awakenings. That total
of spiritual?
No, that I've had zero spiritual awakenings last night or in this lifetime. And time awake due to awakenings, 25 minutes. Hopefully it'll be longer than that if I have a spiritual awakening. So my total sleep time was 325 minutes, which, in case you're wondering, is about 5 hours and 40 minutes. So, yeah.
So does it, like, on average take you about 45 minutes to fall asleep?
Yeah, it varies. Sometimes it'll be, like, 5 minutes. Sometimes it'll be, like, 2 hours. Yeah. Mm. So it goes.
Interesting.
Anyway, I found something to fill up the time. Thank you, Shay.
Sorry for intruding.
Oh, please. I love intruders. Open border policy. There will be no walls. I mean, there are walls.
You're just
they're
gonna
the studio walls, but, you know, anyone can come in.
You're just going to call them an intruder. That's the...
Yeah, but it's an affectionate term.
Okay. Cool, I like it.
All right, now we have Before Rock from Russia, the song Prayer by Peace. Peace recently broke up, but they gave us the song and a new album that's coming out in a little bit. So enjoy. I'm going to now talk to Shay off radio. Have a good weekend. This has been A Face for Radio. Keep listening to CITR 101.9 FM.